Good morning, everyone, and welcome. I'd like to extend a welcome to those who are joining us on the audio webcast. I'm Nicholas Anderson, Group Executive, and I'm joined here today by our CFO, Kevin Boyd. I will introduce the first half 2018 results. Kevin will explain some of the financial detail, and later I will again take you through the operations and outlook, maintaining the format you're already accustomed to. Following all of that, I will be happy to take questions from the room. Okay. We are very pleased to report organic revenue growth of 7% in the first half of 2018, ahead of global industrial production growth. Total revenues were up 28%. Adjusted operating profit was 24% ahead, with a 60 basis point decline in the operating profit margin. This lower margin was expected due to the slightly dilutionary impact of acquisitions and exchange headwinds. Excluding acquisitions, the operating profit margin increased organically by 170 basis points. The Steam Specialties division achieved organic revenue growth of 7%. Watson-Marlow achieved 9% organic revenue growth, with all regions contributing. The integrations of Gestra and Chromalox are progressing as planned, and both companies are performing in line with their respective acquisition plans. These acquisitions added 24% to sales and 16% to profit in the first half of 2018. The group's net debt at the half year was £373 million, representing 1.3 times trailing EBITDA. And the board has increased the interim dividend by almost 14% to 29 pence per share. With that, I'll now hand you over to Kevin.
Thanks, Nick, and good morning, everyone. As always, the numbers that we will be discussing today are the adjusted results. Adjusting items in the first half, which are shown in the appendix, relate almost entirely to the amortization of acquired intangibles. As Nick said, reported sales grew 28%, of which organic sales growth was 7%. I think it's worth pointing out that we quote organic growth rates and growth due acquisitions at constant currency, that is, after having adjusted the prior period to the current period's exchange rates. Operating profit margins fell by 60 basis points to 23% as a result of the dilutionary effects of the additional contribution from the acquisitions. If this is stripped out, margins improved 120 basis points to 24.8%, despite the dilutionary effects of transactional currency headwind. Net finance expenses increased by £3.1 million due to the debt taken on in 2017 to fund the acquisitions of Gestra and Chromalox. Included in this year's figures is £1 million pension interest, down from £1.7 million in the prior year due to a reduced pension deficit. We anticipate the total full-year finance charge to be in the region of £11 million. The overall tax rate dropped 200 basis points to 27.1%. Due primarily to the tax reforms in the USA, and we anticipate a similar rate for the full year. Adjusted EPS of 119.2 pence was up 25% on the prior year, and the interim dividend has been increased by 14% to 29 pence. Looking at the sales bridge, revenue in the first half of 2017 was £429 million. The currency tailwind that we had experienced in the last 2 years became a headwind in the period, and exchange movements decreased sales by £13 million, or 3%. In the half year, we had an additional 4 months' contribution from Gestra, which we acquired in May 2017, and a full 6 months from Chromalox, which joined the group in July 2017. In total, the acquisitions added 24% to the top line in the period. Organic growth in the Steam Specialties business was 7%, with all segments performing well, particularly the Americas, where we saw good growth in the USA and a non-recurring boost to organic growth in Argentina from an unexpected devaluation of the peso in May. Watson Marlow continues to perform well with 9% organic growth in the half year, all of which gave us first half sales of £548 million. This profit bridge highlights the underlying movements in adjusted operating profit. Starting on the left, adjusted operating profit in the first half of 2017 was £101.2 million. Exchange movements decreased profits £4.9 million, £2.9 million due to translation, and £2 million from transactions. The two acquisitions of 2017 contributed an additional £15.2 million, £4.6 million from Gestra, and £10.6 million from Chromalox. The Steam Specialties division delivered £10.2 million organic profit growth, with the Americas experiencing a non-recurring benefit of £2.6 million from the Argentine currency devaluation, which led to large price increases and in-country foreign exchange gains. Watson Marlow continued to perform strongly, delivering £3.9 million organic profit growth. Excluding the effects of currency and the acquisition, we saw an improvement in operating profit of £14.2 million, or 15%. And Nick will take you through the details of this in a moment. All of which gives us first half adjusted operating profit this year of £125.7 million. This chart shows the adjusted operating profit margin by half year over a 10-year period, with the margin in the first half represented by the blue columns. The reported margin in the first half of 2018 decreased by 60 basis points to 23.0% due to the dilutionary effect of the additional contributions from the acquisition. We stripped this out, the margin was 24.8%, an increase of 120 basis points, helped by operational gearing and the one-off gain of £2.6 million in Argentina, but hindered by the £2 million transactional currency loss. In the Steam Specialties business, the reported margin increased by 100 basis points to 23.4%, with the dilutionary effect of Gestra and currency being offset by operational gearing and the gain in Argentina. In Watson Marlow, the reported margin fell back 30 basis points due to currency and increased revenue investments, offset to some extent by operational gearing. The second half of the year, we expect our continued revenue investments for our future growth to offset the positive operational gearing effects from higher sales, maintaining reported margins at similar levels to the first half of 2018. Turning now to cash. Operating profit to operating cash conversion was 75%, down from last year's 84%, due to an increase in working capital as the business grows. In particular, inventories in the acquisitions grew as they expanded their direct sales channels and improved customer responsiveness. At constant currency, working capital as a percentage of the last 12 months' sales increased by 20 basis points to 25.1%. Capital spend grew by 8%, reflecting the inclusion of Chromalox and 6 rather than 2 months of Gestra. The traditional second half weighting of capital expenditure will see increased capital spend in the second half of the year, with spend for the full year anticipated to be in the region of £45 million. Free cash flow for the period was £60.7 million, up 3% on the previous period, and we ended the half year with net debt of £373 million, equivalent to 1.3 times the last 12 months EBITDA. The group is committed to maintaining a strong balance sheet, and we expect the ratio of net debt to EBITDA to be in the region of 1.0 at the end of the year. This last slide for me looks at the various factors that influence the operating margin. It shows for each item whether it had a positive, negative, or neutral effect on margin in the first half of the year compared with H1 2017, and how we think that they will impact the second half of the year compared with H2 2017. You're already familiar with this slide. However, I'd remind you that the purpose of each arrow is to provide purely directional indication of the effect. There is no intent to quantify the impact on margin by each factor. As you can see, we anticipate that all factors will have a similar effect in the second half of 18 as they had in the first half, except that there should be no further dilution from acquisitions, as both Gestra and Chromalox were owned for all of H2 2017. The net effect of this graph is that we expect group margins to be slightly lower in the second half of 2018 compared with the second half of 2017 due to the negative effect of currency and increased revenue investment for future growth. Nevertheless, while we continue investing in the business to drive sustainable organic growth, we are also taking action to mitigate the unfavourable effects of currency headwinds by maximising the positive impact derived from our manufacturing efficiencies, price management practices, and operational gearing. I'll now hand you back to Nick to take you through the operations and outlook.
Thank you, Kevin. You are all familiar with this graph that tracks the quarterly evolution of the annual industrial production growth rates, which we refer to as IP. As you all know, IP is the best predictor of our markets. This information is published by CHR Economics in their June 2018 report and includes preliminary results for the second quarter of 2018. Today, I again have three observations to share. First, following five consecutive years of low to no growth, global IP growth averaged 3.6% in 2017. This recovery was led by emerging markets that grew an average 4.3%, with China's IP growth averaging 6.2% in 2017. Second, THR Economics is indicating a strong IP slowdown in China since the fourth quarter of last year. THR's own IP index for China is derived from the granular data published by China's National Bureau of Statistics, and therefore sometimes differs from the headline IP figure published by that same institution. However, I must add that despite this apparent IP slowdown in China, we have not yet experienced any material softening in China. My third observation is that after peaking at 3.5% in the second half of last year, IP of developed markets is expected to have averaged 2.9% in the first half of this year. CHR Economics expects further IP weakening in the second half of 2018 as sustained IP growth in North America is partly offset by weakness in Europe and Japan. Starting our segmental analysis with the Steam Specialties Europe, Middle East and Africa segment, which includes over 85% of Gestra's revenues, organic sales were up 3% at constant currency and operating profit was flat organically. We experienced strong organic sales growth in Germany, Italy and Iberia, while sales in France and the UK were below the same period of 2017. Customers' underlying operating and maintenance demand remained solid, with good support from smaller-sized OPEX projects that improve the customer's operational performance. However, we have seen delays of larger-sized projects due to increased macroeconomic uncertainty. The integration of Gestra is progressing well, and overall performance remains in line with our acquisition plan. In this first half of 2018, total Gestra revenues were up a strong 11%, benefiting from comparisons to a very weak quarter in second quarter in 2017, when the acquisition took place. For EMEA, Gestra added over 26 million to sales and raised profit by 14%. Revenue investments in this segment included the opening of three new Spirax Sarco operating companies, Hungary, Romania, and the Maghreb, as well as reinforcing already established operating companies. As expected, operating profit margins declined 60 basis points organically due to the increased revenue investment for growth. Including Gestra, trading margins declined by 80 basis points to 21.2%. We remain well-placed and confident of further progress in this region, despite increased market uncertainties. In the Asia-Pacific segment, organic sales were up 8% at constant currency, while operating profit was 17% up organically. Currency headwinds reduced sales by 2% and profits by 3%, and Gestra's small presence in the region contributed almost 2% sales. China performed strongly, with Korea, Australia, and Japan also well ahead of the prior year. Underlying maintenance and operational demand remained robust across the region, while larger project sales were also strong and ahead of the prior year. Our direct sales and manufacturing company in India continues making good progress, and their overall performance remains in line with our expectations. Our regional distribution center in Singapore, established last year to service Southeast Asia and Australasia, is already improving customer service to increase availability and faster response times, contributing to the region's good organic growth in the first half of this year. Operating profit margins expanded by 170 basis points to 27.2%. Trading margins improved by 220 basis points organically, as we benefited from operational gearing, active price management strategies, and increased self-generated projects. We remain well-placed to make further progress in this important region as we continue investing in the implementation of our strategy despite the rising uncertainties. Turning now to the Americas, overall organic sales were up 13%. While operating profit was up 54% organically. Excluding the non-recurring benefit from Argentina's stronger than expected devaluation in May of 2018, organic sales and profit were up 10% and 30% respectively. In North America, organic sales grew a solid 8%, driven mostly by a strong 7% growth in the United States, where both distribution and direct sales made good progress. Latin America achieved 20% organic sales growth, despite still difficult markets. Again, excluding the benefits from Argentina's US dollar-denominated pricing, organic sales growth in Latin America was up 13%. Brazil, Mexico, and Argentina all made good progress, supported by our self-generated growth initiatives. Gestra, that has a small presence in this region, enjoyed strong growth and added 3% sales. Hitter Controls, the Brazilian valve business acquired in July 2016, had a very strong first half and continues to regain market share. Operating profit margin in the Americas was up 380 basis points to 22.9%. Organically, the margin was up 620 basis points. Excluding the £2.6 million non-recurring benefits from Argentina's stronger devaluation, the margin was up 260 basis points organically, benefiting from operational gearing, active price management strategies, and good cost control. We remain well positioned to achieve further progress across the Americas, despite continued uncertainty. Chromalox achieved sales of £72.1 million in the first half of 2018, slightly ahead of our expectations at the time of acquisition, and expanded the group's revenue by 17%. For reference purposes, sales were up 7% at constant currency compared to the first half of 2017. All of this growth came from underlying maintenance and repair orders, as well as strong growth from small improvement projects. The integration continues progressing well, and we've stepped up our revenue investment to underpin sustainable organic growth for the medium to long term. These investments include extra direct sales resources in the USA, EMEA, and Latin America, establishing 3 new sales offices in Spain, the UAE, and the USA West Coast, and launching 8 new products in the first half of 2018. We also stepped up our capital investment to improve the health, safety, and sustainability of this business, the capacity, efficiency, and productivity of the manufacturing plants, as well as our speed of response to customers' requirements. Operating profit of £10.6 million was 9% lower at constant currency than the comparable period of 2017. This was mostly due to the step-up in revenue and capital investment for growth. We anticipate that the operating profit margin in the second half of 2018 will be closer to 2017's full-year level, as gains from operational gearing and efficiency improvements offset investments and increased investments and unfavorable currency headwinds. Watson-Marlow's organic sales grew 9%, with strong contributions from all geographic regions. Currency headwinds reduced reported sales growth to 5%. Sales growth was strong across the pharma and biotechnology center, sector that accounts for over 40% of Watson-Marlow's global revenues. Good sales growth continued in the food and beverage sector, driven by innovative Mazocine Serta pump, as well as in the environmental sector due to the extended QDOS pump range. Aflex Hose, acquired in November 2016, has integrated well and is performing strongly, with sales and profit ahead of plan and of prior year. Recently opened sales companies in Ireland, Canada, and the UAE are also performing strongly. Operating profit increased by 11% organically, despite increased revenue investments for growth. Currency headwinds reduced the reported profit growth to 4%. As anticipated, the reported operating profit margin declined 30 basis points to 31.1% due to the currency headwinds. Organically, the operating profit margin was up by 60 basis points, as operational gearing and efficiency improvements temporarily outpaced the strategic investment for growth. In January, we acquired a small pre-revenue company to continue expanding the technical capabilities of our peristaltic pumping technology, further boosting our product development expenses in Guatemala. We continued anticipating a margin decline in 2018. Similar to the organic margin decline of 2017, as we accelerate our revenue investments for future growth. I will now move into the next part of this presentation, which will provide an update on how we're implementing our global strategies for growth and share three new customer case studies that help illustrate our strategy in action. We continued our organic expansion with the Steam Specialties division establishing three new Spirax Sarco operating companies, while Watson-Marlow also established two new operating companies. Chromalox opened new direct sales offices in the western region of the United States, as well as in Spain and the UAE, that are located within Spirax Sarco offices. Gestra also added new salespeople in the USA and Europe, as well as establishing a direct presence in Korea and Indonesia. The Spirax Sarco Academy now has more than 1,200 users globally and continues to roll out our training modules to customer-facing people in close to 60 countries and in 16 different languages. Training programs are also being developed and rolled out to our technical support staff. We continue to launch innovative new products across all businesses as we leverage increased revenue and capital investments in new product development. Lastly, our group sustainability program has been rolled out across the Gestra and Chromalox organizations. We have established management teams to align with each of our five sustainability pillars. The first of today's customer case studies comes from Spirax Sarco in South Africa. Langeberg and Ashton Foods, part of Tiger Group and one of the world's largest fruit canning businesses, was having difficulties with their fruit peeling process. They were using very old, inefficient Cuban shell heat exchangers to heat the water and maintain the temperature throughout the process. Fruits such as apricots and peaches need to remove the skin prior to canning. And this is achieved by spraying the fruit with a hot water and lye solution. But if the water is too hot, it cooks the fruit. And if it's too cold, it doesn't remove the skin. So our steam application engineers designed and supplied a bespoke solution composed of 5 TerFlow heat exchangers and automatic pumping trap packages. This solution generated hot water at consistent process temperatures of 80 to 85 degrees Celsius, significantly reduced startup time from 55 to 12 minutes without preheating requirements, reduced energy usage and labor costs, generated annual savings, energy savings of over £35,000. The customer's estimated payback period for this investment was less than 6 months. Another example of how, by understanding the customer's needs, we become a trusted advisor and uncover opportunities for self-generated growth. Today's second case study comes from Watson Marlin in the UK. Allergy Therapeutics needed to increase the capacity and reliability of their vial filling and capping process in order to match increased market demand for their sublingual immunotherapy product. The solution was Flexicon's FMB210L fully automatic vial filling and screw capping machine with integrated laminar airflow systems to maintain a near particle-free environment in critical zones. The system is modular and easily customizable, working with different liquids, containers, and caps. This equipment boosted the customer's throughput rate by 300% to 2,400 vials per hour for that specific process, while maintaining accuracy of less than 0.5% to prevent costly overfilling. Watson Marlow also works closely with the customer to facilitate and simplify the regulatory validation approval process. Another good example of how Watson Marlow's understanding of the customer's needs allows them to develop customized solutions and become a trusted advisor. Our third and final customer case study comes from Cromlocks in the USA, where a pharmaceutical OEM customer was looking to improve the efficiency and reliability of the thermocycler equipment, which is used for DNA sequence amplification. Efficient DNA sequencing requires multiple cycles of polymerized chain reactions, or PCR cycles, to occur within very specific and precise temperature shifts for specific dwell times. Our sales engineers worked closely with the OEM customer to understand the process and designed Captain heaters to accommodate the specific needs of each of the 3 primary heating shifts, the nature, anneal, and extent. These Captain heaters included thermal sensors, amplifier interface, microprocessors, and software interfaces to the existing equipment. The result was the elimination of previous thermal deviations, better signals and amplifications, and overall improved process control, which greatly enhanced the purity and yield of the customer's end product. A good example of how Cromlocks also acts as a trusted advisor, understanding the customer's needs and developing innovative solutions. So, in summary, we are very pleased to report revenue growth of 28%, operating profit growth of 24%, a 23.0% operating profit margin, and a 14% interim dividend increase in the first half of 2018. We saw good organic growth, sales growth in both the Pyrex Arco and Watson Marlow businesses, and excluding acquisitions, achieved an operating profit margin of 24.8%. The integration of Gastro and Cromlocks continues progressing well, and their overall performance remains in line with our expectations. Sales in the first half were slightly better than anticipated, which allowed for an acceleration of our revenue and capital investments that will underpin further growth. Overall, these acquisitions contributed 24% to our top line and 16% to our profit. Currency headwinds reduced group sales by 3% and profits by 5% in the first half of the year. And if exchange rates on the 30th of June prevail through to the end of the year, we anticipate a similar headwind for the full year. The group's net debt position at the 30th of June 2018 was £373 million, which equates 1.3 times trailing EBITDA. We expect this ratio will fall to 1.0 times EBITDA by year end. Our operating assumptions for the remainder of this year is for a relatively stable macroeconomic environment with a slightly weaker global industrial production growth rate. The group has limited forward visibility of demand, and the comparisons get tougher in the second half. So we maintain our full-year expectations of organic sales growth for Spirax Sarco and Watson-Marlow. For Gestra and Chromalox, we expect growth over their full-year to be slightly above that of our Spirax Sarco steam business in 2018. We expect our continued revenue investments to offset the positive operational gearing from higher sales, thus maintaining reported operating profit margins in the second half of this year at similar levels to the first half of 2018. The strong performance in the first half of this year was in line with our overall expectations, and therefore, overall, our full-year expectations.
Okay, well then, thank you very much, everybody. I see you again.